Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we're talking about our last week of Advent this week, which means we're getting closer
to the day. Oh, I'm so excited.
Very exciting. And this week, our heartbeat is all about love and how God showed that love to us by sending his son, Jesus. And you started off by talking about essentially why do we give? Like, why do we give gifts? Why
out
do we
of
give
love,
presents?
And out of expressing appreciation for the love, for what God's done.
Yeah.
Definitely. Why do we go to, I know the celebration of the day of his birth, it's also to appreciate what he has done for us, to express back to him, thank you, Lord.
I think sometimes it may not be a conscious thought in our mind when we're giving to other people, but one of the reasons why we do give to others is because God first gave to us. He's put that want to be generous.
That DNA within us.
Yes. That's right. And now I don't always have that in my mind. Oh, I'm doing this because God has, but that's how God has made us, that makeup of us, to show people love by giving. Giving of ourselves, maybe giving of time, maybe giving
our
of
gifts,
a
our
gift.
Energy. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a way that he wants us to love people. It's interesting. I was opening just the Bible app literally a few minutes ago and the verse of the day, they give a verse of the day. And the verse for this particular day is in John 15:12. It says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you."
Yes.
And I thought, well, that's perfect for the heartbeat today.
Perfect.
That we want, that God has asked us to love people. Yeah. And one of the ways that we can do that is to give. I love people who on Christmas Day give of their time to go and donate
feed
their time.
The homeless, yes. Or set up, yes.
Yeah, like yes. Big Christmas. I know here where we live, there's like big Christmas functions on the
in
parkland. Near the foreshore for people who don't have anywhere to go, so they can get a meal, they can get given a small gift. And I just, I can't say that I've done that before, but it's just the heart that I see people have for that. I'm just always blown away by that. Yeah. God has put that in people. So giving is a big thing that I heard in this heartbeat. The next thing that kind of stood out to me as we were giving, or as you were speaking, was when you talked about the Magnificat, about Mary when she praises God, in that this is a time of the year where we can praise God for that love that he's given us.
Well, we're basically expressing our appreciation again in a way, in a form that God encourages us to worship and praise him. It should again come about out of our DNA, come about, wow, Lord, look what you've done for me. Well, I want to now praise you directly and praise you by helping and loving and serving and giving to others.
Something that stood out to me was the words that you said was from Mary when she's singing that song of praise. Is one line she says is, "My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." And it just made me think that this particular time of the year where Jesus does come into the world, this is a time for us to rejoice and to reflect on what God has done in our life. And because it happens at the end of the year, so we can have that kind of reflective period. We often, you know, we work in years, you know.
Yes.
We can look back and say, hey, for this year, God, thank you for this that you've done in my life. And we can use that as, well, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to praise you, God.
Well, if you go on to the rest of the Magnificat, she actually then talks about past promises of the God, of what the generation, the Jewish generation were waiting for. So basically she wasn't reflecting just on the year. She was reflecting on previous years and then praising God for how faithful he has been. The promises he promised have come true. The Messiah has come. For us, you said reflecting on the year. Well, what's God done in the year for us? He's provided for us, looked after us, made still the roof over our head, helped us with our family and our relationships. Mm. And it doesn't mean it's perfect yet, because we're imperfect people. I mean, we live in an imperfect world, and the world is hurting because the love of God needs to be there more.
Yes. Yeah.
So therefore, what more can we do as an individual?
Mm.
I can't go and – I'd love to go and do something to help the wars and stop them and save people, but I can't do that. But I can pray. I can give of my substance to those who are in need. There's like these other ways and means that I can help the world.
So that's something that we can do during, well, I know we're near the end of this season, but that doesn't mean that right now we can't start praising God for what he's done for us. And like the phrasing that is used is God looks upon us with favor. Now, sometimes maybe we don't really know what that means, but that is where we see, okay, God worked in this area and God provided
He's looking
this
at us.
And God looked down. Yes, that's just him showing favor. So that's something we can do. We can praise. And the last thing that I think is connected to that is we can be a person of thanksgiving. And one of the ways that we do that is to go to the Eucharist, which is the Eucharist means to give thanks, means thanksgiving. And that's a way that we go and we worship God by going to Mass to say, hey, God, thank you for what you've done for me.
Yes.
We can also just be grateful in our attitude, the way that we approach people. Something that we did here recently as part of our ministry was a giving tree, where we had people come and either bring gifts to donate or they purchased some gifts and we gave them away to people. So again, that time of year where it's just giving praise and thanks and just remembering what God's done in our lives.
Yeah, because there's many so less fortunate than ourselves that have lost hope, have lost the love in their life, have lost the feeling of joy. And maybe by us expressing and giving to them and loving them, they might get that hope back again. We might relight that candle of God. God is faithful. God's here for you. Maybe they don't even know the love of God.
Mm.
And we as Christians need to do that for them and not expecting anything in return, not even a thank you in return.
Mm.
Maybe they're just sitting there stunned that someone would give them something.
Mm.
But God asks us to.
Mm. So the weekly challenge I've gotten written down, which was one of the phrases you said in your heartbeat, was pour out love on others this Christmas. So that's the weekly challenge. How can you pour out your love on others? So we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and we will see you again or chat to you again in the new year. So we also wish you a very Happy New Year.
Yep.
We wish you all the blessings of this season. And yes, we look forward to chatting with you again next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Happy New Year.